We Talk Podcast presents. Welcome to the Stick Boy Podcast. I'm Joel Johnson, and today we're going to be talking about all sorts of things in the comic book TV world with Joshua Arbuthnot from Fresh Take.
What it is, what it do.
How's it going?
Good. It's weird not doing the intro.
Yeah, it was definitely something that we'll try out, something we'll work on, but we got to go to the cream of the top first.
Yeah.
Which is Deadpool right now.
You sure? I thought you were going to talk about like Battletoads or something.
No, I'm going to go, we're going to go Deadpool. We both saw Deadpool.
Yeah.
Let it sit and permeate.
Yeah, I mean, I've done one review already, so talk a little bit of, if you want Devin Seal's opinion, go check out the Fresh Take. We have it up right, well, early in the morning, probably when this is up. But it lived up to expectations, and it's really set a new bar for rated R superhero movies.
I for a second there, I thought you were going to say rated R superstar.
No, this isn't Wrestling Pod. This is different.
Because it's so used to hearing that. But the Deadpool, it met my expectations. I came in with lower expectations because I was still like, please be good, please be good, please be good, please be good, please be good. And it was.
It was exactly
what I've read in the comics was what I saw on screen.
Yep.
And, I mean, the intro that they had, the opening credits, was spot on perfect.
The credit scene really, it got you laughing right away and let you know the automatic tone. And I think, you know, you've seen the trailer, and that's one of my problems with the movie was the trailer. I'll get to that in a second.
Yeah.
But I think the opening credits kind of set this tone. It's like, man, everything's going to be all right.
Yeah. And it really was, like, they took shots at everyone, but it was just because that's what you do in Deadpool, mm-hmm. And they had a Green Lantern card. It was perfect.
I liked that a lot of stuff was subtle in it, too, like,
yeah.
Hydra Bob can't obviously be Hydra Bob, but you know it's Hydra Bob.
Yeah.
You know that they're on a S.H.I.E.L.D. helicarrier.
Oh, that I didn't realize till afterwards. I was sitting there, I was like, that looks familiar.
Yeah.
What the hell is that? It's a Hydra carrier.
Yeah.
So it was a nice little wink and nod to the... And from there was a YouTube video of 103 little Easter eggs that they had in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just crazy how many things they had hidden in there. And
Spidey's Pizza was a really cool one.
Yeah. 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 That one was good. I liked the Deadpool that they had. They had a couple celebrities on there. Kanye West, Vladimir Putin, Donald Trump, I think.
Makes sense.
Yeah. It was kind of my nice little wink and nod. Every character kind of was who they were supposed to be.
Yeah, they were. And I think the best part was the comedy in this. I think when it came down to my favorite part of the comedy was when he punched him down in the crotch and was like, your poor wife. And then everything just kind of falls apart in it. You kind of get to see the re-healing factor of Deadpool there.
Yeah. Oh, I think one of the best lines from, and it was really from that bridge scene when he's interacting with Colossus, was one of the more memorable moments, especially when he's sitting there and he's doing the T-Rex thing with both his hands hanging there. And I also like the when Colossus is dragging him, and it's like, we're going to take you to Professor X. And he looks, Deadpool looks at the camera and goes, Stewart or McCoy?
Yeah.
And that was one little cute little thing that they had. And I was like, he's breaking the fourth wall. And the nice thing was they didn't have Wade Wilson break the fourth wall. It wasn't until afterwards that the fourth wall started to get broken.
I like that they broke the fourth wall within the fourth wall.
Yeah, that Inception.
Yeah. I mean, I now, for some negatives on it, I thought a lot of the best jokes were from the trailer.
Yeah.
That kind of sucked. To a point that I have considered this, I may not watch the Doctor Strange trailer.
Yeah, it's definitely now. And it's funny you mention that, because the trailers, it can be very scary, because we were just talking about this off-air, of trailers can be misconceiving. They don't always reveal the true the truth of in a movie.
It can also ruin a movie. You look at Batman vs. Superman, that second trailer, everyone was terrified.
Yeah.
Third trailer, redeemed it a little bit. People got excited again.
It's definitely, you got to be careful. Like, it's hard to not see trailers, but you got to, if it's not revealing too much, then it's okay to watch. But it's definitely now where you're kind of like, don't spoil it for me. Don't spoil it. Don't.
Sometimes, and sometimes a trailer doesn't ruin it. Sometimes a stupid ghost-looking toy at the New York Toy Fair, like Ghostbusters had, could ruin the movie for everybody.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. Now, that's what happened with Batman vs. Superman. I will say this, and this point has been made online a few times. There's not been a whole bunch of spoilers posted anywhere for this.
For Deadpool?
Yeah.
No.
And you know what I think it is? It's because no one under 18 went to go see it.
Oh, so there's a mature set of people. There's not people that are being... Okay, and I'm going to say a spoiler here for Star Wars. If you haven't seen it, I'm sorry. It made $2 billion. It's not like... It was like with the people when Star Wars happened. It's like, oh, Han Solo gets killed by Kylo Ren. And they were on the message boards and stuff. And a mutual friend of ours got it spoiled because someone wrote it on his Facebook. It's like, that's such a dick thing to do.
Yeah. And you look at it, it was like there was nothing from Deadpool. I didn't sit there, even when after the movie and I was reading stuff on it, all I heard was, I enjoyed the movie. There's no
but
one
I will there. Say, is there a Kylo Ren, Han Solo type of spoiler in here, though?
No, not really. But even so, there's no one sitting there going, oh, this happened or this happened. Like little things that you'd enjoy to see. Like, I didn't know what the post-credit scene was.
By the way, we got gypped.
Yeah.
There is an extra part of that I have seen now online. Have you?
No, I haven't seen it.
He confirms Cable's in the movie.
Woohoo! That's good, because
I know who Fox wants to play him.
This guy that drank a lot on TV, right?
Yep. Although Stephen Lane is putting in the work, man.
You know what? Cast whoever you think is going to be the best Cable, because I think it's a good move forward. I think getting stuff like another Deadpool movie going, X-Force, it's just expanding your universe. You don't want to touch Fantastic Four. Might as well go to the well and go. And apparently, spawned off Deadpool, Wolverine's going to be rated R.
Yep. And by the way, another guy for Cable, Devin suggested this, that he's heard some rumors of, Ron Perlman. It's not a terrible idea either.
No, that's not bad at all. I think Cable will be a good character to have. Cable can kind of time travel, and you got Deadpool that's off the walls crazy, and Cable's going to be super serious. So
yeah.
So I think it'll be good. So what would you give Deadpool overall?
7.9 to an 8.
Yeah, I'm going to kind of sit at 7.5 mark.
Yeah, I think it's like we. I think for Deadpool, when I was in it, the trailer took a lot of the stuff away from me, but having time to reflect in the movie, which is, you and I both have this rule. We will never give a movie a ranking after. We need to let it settle for at least 48 hours.
Yeah.
I think if you think a movie sucks, you're automatically going to think it sucks. But if you're in the middle about something, which I think is what's going to happen with Batman vs. Superman, for example.
Yeah.
We're just going to walk out and be like, yeah, shit. And you're either going to be one way or another on it. But for Deadpool, we walked out and... I think we were happy with it. We had a good time with it.
Yeah.
And that's all that movie really is. It's a big deal for the rated R. Will it make our top 10 list at the end of the year?
Probably not.
But if you look at the summer lineup, it's not very good.
Yeah. Like,
so.
Like, with the ratings with, like, your mind ratings with Deadpool, did you ever think that it would have beaten Zoolander the way it did?
Me, no. Zoolander made $15 million. And I think Deadpool, North American-wise, made $130 million. And globally made $280 million.
Ryan Reynolds is just actually Deadpool swimming in a pile of money right now.
And by the way, February, all of a sudden, is not a terrible time to put your marquee picture in anymore. It worked for Lego 2 years ago. Then last year, it was Kingsman. And now this year, it's Deadpool. So 3 Februaries in a row... A spot that used to be dead took 3 movies that everyone thought would be terrible and no one thought was worth the gamble, and all 3 have started something different.
Yep.
Isn't that kind of crazy? Lego Movie has started a whole different set of stuff. Kingsman has kind of re-energized the spy genre.
Yeah.
And Deadpool has added the idea to span the limits of what you can do for a superhero film.
Oh, yeah. And I think it's definitely one of those things now where it's like, you can kind of break the mold a little bit. You can get a little edgier, and you will make your money.
Mm-hmm.
My question for you, tying up the Deadpool movie, but moving on to still related Deadpool, is there's a petition going. There's two petitions, so we'll
yeah,
get both.
Both are kind of silly to me.
The first one is the statue in Regina.
That's not going to happen.
No, there's no way. But another one that I think may have a possibility, and it could be interesting, Deadpool / Ryan Reynolds hosting SNL as Deadpool.
I've checked into this. It's not / Ryan Reynolds. It's just Deadpool.
It's just Deadpool? Okay.
Yes.
I'll give you my thoughts. I'd be okay with it. You'd have to tone him down, so that kind of takes some things away from the character, but you can be a little tongue-in-cheek with it a little bit. It wouldn't kill anyone. I mean, there have been some bad hosts for SNL, so...
Yep, like last week.
Yep.
Melissa McCarthy.
I don't disagree with you at all on that one. I think, what's the worst that could happen if you let a guy with a red suit running around on set?
Again, it could be Melissa McCarthy. Small rant on the Melissa McCarthy thing.
Yeah.
She just tried to go on and Brie Chris Farley this time. She took that one character, that kind of demo taste tester character she has,
yeah,
and expanded it to every skit. And it doesn't work. It is not funny. She's not funny, and she's the reason I'm not excited for Ghostbusters.
You know the Ghostbuster trailers on YouTube has more dislikes than likes?
I mean, just to segue to that really quickly, because I haven't had a full talk with you about this. I think every week Devin and I have talked about it, and every week we hate the idea of it more and more. Like, I think Ninja Turtles has done a phenomenal job so far marketing that movie.
They've kept it very low-key, quiet, simple.
You brought in someone that watched the cartoon growing up, that liked the comic. They've done a lot of fan service with Rock City and Bebop, the Technodome, Crane. The turtles have changed shape. They have a turtle van that shoots out the sewer drains, and they've just made it fun and like turtle-like.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters, that trailer, even for a teaser trailer, I never felt anything. It felt like a parody. Like the Who You're Gonna Call coming up is like, this is a parody of Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I was waiting for the Ghostbusters music to hit.
That's
you?
What it should have been. I was like, where's Ray Parker? Like, you need to make this fun. And it was just a serious action tone Ghostbusters. I'm like, I don't want that.
Yeah,
I wanted to be fun. And let me make it clear, I never had a problem with it being all four women. That doesn't bug me. Melissa McCarthy bugs me because I just can't stand her in film. I like Leslie Jones. I like Christian Wiig, and I like Kate McKinnon.
Yeah.
But it was a film, much like Back to the Future to me, that didn't need a remake.
Nope. And there's certain movies that I think will always hold close to our hearts that we're like, just don't touch it. Stay away.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Like, Indiana Jones is one they're going to be remaking, and then I'm still having a hard time just trying to figure out how they're going to do it.
Yeah.
Just because they messed it up so bad last time.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those things that I sit there and I kind of go, like, even watching the trailer, I was like, That's your teaser. Okay, so
it just seem very serious to you?
Yeah, it seemed very serious, and the first thing I thought of was, oh, we're gonna get another big marshmallow-like character.
At least show Ecto-1, like, yeah. Show the car, or show them with the suit, or show like here's really quickly here, because this is all of a sudden turned to a small Ghostbusters rant by kind of both of us, more me. I apologize, but. Like, have them, like, light up the lasers or the proton packs, right?
Yeah.
Have the proton packet light up, or have, like, I don't know if Slimer's in it, but have, like, a tease a Slimer or just them walking. You can see the suits, the proton packs, or have Ecto-1 come through, or have the fire hall with them going down the poles or something. Instead, you show, like, these cop cars coming in, and it's like, what is going on?
Didn't it feel like something like some of those monster movies?
Yeah.
Where you got like this
Godzilla.
Godzilla, all serious, no joking, and mm-hmm. Ghostbusters is more known for its humor than
And let's be honest, we know there's going to be joking because Paul Feig is a comedic director.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying it's not, it's just everything that's came up from the Funko Pops to the main boss that looks I want to swear, I won't, Joel, looks terrible. just terrible. Have you seen that villain?
Yeah.
With the bow tie?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It's not great, Bob.
Like, nothing about it, it. You and I think, to this off air, it has a lot of Fantastic Four vibes to it.
Yeah, that's not a good vibe to have.
The good thing for it is the week it comes out, no competition.
That is the smartest thing for it, and I think a lot of people will just kind of check it out, just kind of see.
But the week after, Independence Day. Yeah, the week after that, Suicide Squad.
Oh, I'm going to just be camping out of a movie theater at this point.
So, I'm not interested in Independence Day at all.
Not me either. I never was... Like, I get it. I know what it is.
It's another one I didn't ask for. Yeah. Just like the Tarzan movie coming out this summer. I went through some of these summer movies, and it's just like, I didn't ask for a Tarzan movie. Well, who asked for a Tarzan movie?
It's like the little kid with the spoonful of spinach. Here comes the airplane.
I mean, I'm excited to see Margot Robbie as Jane.
Yeah.
I think Alexander Skarsgård is a great Tarzan cast. I'm not excited for the Jungle Book. Are you?
Not really. I forgot about it, to be honest.
Like, there's a lot of movies this summer. I'm just like, eh.
Yeah.
And that's why, as crazy as it sounds, Turtles could be one of the biggest surprises in the box office during the summer, because I feel, talking to a few people today at having dinner, everyone thought this summer was so great because we got Batman, Superman, and we got Civil War. But those come out way before the super summer season gets into it.
Yeah.
And after that, it's a lot of crap.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those things now you kind of look at and you go, ooh, it's not really that hot.
No. Ew. So, I mean, you almost wish a Deadpool in a way was in the summer.
Yeah, because then it can give you something to look forward to. And then we'd have more of this, the marketing, which...
Yeah.
Was top-notch marketing.
It was great. I mean, you have another movie, too, that's going to be testing that early release date. Blade Runner 2 is going to be coming out in January 2018.
Wow.
That's interesting. And do you have Ryan Gosling and Harrison Ford in it? I think with Ghostbusters and everything this summer, I think this is going to be the summer of the surprise hits more than ever.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be a lower box office except for Civil War, Batman vs. Superman, Suicide Squad. And maybe Finding Dory will do pretty good, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
And there'll be one or two surprise hits in there, or stuff that you and I aren't interested, but that will blow the box office up.
Oh, yeah. Jurassic World.
Yeah. I mean, Ghostbusters could very well do that. But Jurassic World, I can't remember who they went against those next weeks, but I don't think, like, Independence Day just grasps other media and other population. They're going to want to see that. You and I won't care to see that in the theater.
No.
People will go see that. But then Suicide Squad is going to come out, and that's going to blow everybody out of the water.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be a big deal, especially with how everything looks and the feeling of the movie.
Batman vs. Superman does not affect that movie.
No.
Not at all.
I think it's kind of – it's standalone. I think that – when because we've talked about Batman vs. Superman and how it's a little like, I don't know, maybe.
It's a nervous thing. The trailer, yeah. The last trailer helped.
Yeah, the last trailer helped, but I think Suicide Squad has had more trailers or more little bits that you're like, Jared Leto aside, this looks pretty good.
By the way, it has been confirmed that it's during Superman and Batman time. You know, I had talked about it in the past. Maybe it's not.
Oh, okay.
Because I went back and watched the Comic-Con trailer, too, and they talked about Superman.
So it is right around that time. So
yeah. So it comes back to that thing with the Avengers. It's like, where the hell are Batman and Superman and the Justice League?
Yeah, they're and especially Batman, who is vengeance. Why isn't he going after Harley Quinn, Deadshot?
Exactly. I'm sorry, I deviated way by there for the two Deadpool things. But just to finish that up, and then we'll go to Flash. Deadpool and SNL could be really fun. SNL's been so up and down this year. Like last week I said, Melissa McCarthy was the most exciting thing was the weird Kanye performance. And god damn, I wish that Deadpool was on when Kanye was on.
Oh god, could you imagine? Kanye'd want to fight him.
Probably.
Did you hear about the rant that Kanye West apparently had before the SNL?
Oh, did I ever.
Well, now can because this kind of Kanye West ties into pop culture, does he?
Somehow ties in every podcast we've done this week.
He's like a little worm that just kind of is gets ingrained in everything. You're like, how did you? And he's there. So
Yeah.
what was the rant?
Saying that he was Stanley Kubrick, that he's a genius. And I mean, I'll say it again, Life of Pablo is a freaking good album. He is one of the greatest musicians of our time. Can't deny it. He is. He's one of the greatest musicians of our time. Hate him or love him, he's one of the best. That's the unfortunate thing in some people's views of this. It's like, I can't even say he's a bad musician because he's actually a very good musician. But he lets you know that. And it's funny just because just the other day on Twitter, he was very humble about his position in hip hop. And it was like, I know I'm not everyone's favorite rapper. I know there's rappers for the club. There's rappers for the gym. There's rappers for this and rappers for that. I may not be the best rapper alive. There may be these other guys that you like more. And I accept that and I know that. This is after the SNL rant. So you see stuff like that. It's like, he's learning. He's developing emotions other than anger and crazy.
It's just like Sheldon Cooper from The Big Bang Theory. He's
Exactly.
slowly learning to behave among people.
Exactly. So I don't know. It's weird. Flash.
Flash, good.
Zoom.
Yeah, I think that's okay. Well, let's talk about Zoom.
Everyone calm down.
Who's Zoom? That's my biggest thing.
Oh, I've gone through this in my head all season long. And so last year, I think we all kind of figured out who it was pretty fast. And they never really made a second guess, really. Well, they kind of did for a second there, right? When we thought, like, I think you and I were both like, okay, Terrace and Wells. I think you and I both kind of figured that out pretty fast. But this year, so, okay. I'm going to run down. You know what? I always go first. You tell me who you think it is first.
I've had so many theories.
Okay, go ahead.
Like, part of me thinks it's Gay Jarek in a way, and I'm kind of like, that kind of makes sense. I've thought maybe it's the reverse Flash of the World, and Jay Garrick is actually the real Gay Jarek. Jay Garrick is in the Man in the Iron Mask, because the guy in the Iron Mask is very important. Don't know who
Now,
he is.
here's a question. Because people couldn't see his hands, are they shadowed and he's white or is he black?
I don't know.
Because is that Wally West? And is Wally West Zoom?
I didn't think about that.
Because he's the one doppelganger we never saw.
That would make sense. Ooh.
My other thought is that Earth One Jay Garrick that we saw that was feeding the pigeons,
Yeah.
maybe that's the actual Zoom, and maybe the Zoom that just maybe got killed, we think, was a clone. I've heard a lot of clone rumors going around.
The clones seem to be very popular.
Yeah. We haven't seen clones in the Flash universe, but a lot of people are like throwing the clone word around, so I don't know. And then there's the Barry, but I don't know. I think you were thinking it was Barry for a bit, Barry Earth 2,
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought it was Barry Earth 2, but that's clearly wrong.
because he was there.
I really liked Barry from Earth 2.
He's so nerdy. Then that's the thing. I wonder if that's putting you off the trail, because if you think about it, Killer Flash was there. Killer Frost was there and led him there, right? So I'm just wondering, like, maybe Killer Frost knows it's Barry, and he was like, "We're gonna come and we're gonna lead, and you're gonna do this kind of thing." But I don't know. It's
Another thought that I had was maybe it's Earth 2 Barry's father.
huh.
It could be potentially, and because they look so similar, the Barry's father we saw at the first episode, kind of weird and out of place.
I've also heard the Man in the Iron Mask could be Diggle.
Ooh, Earth 2 Diggle, because we haven't seen Earth 2 Oliver Queen.
By the way, another theory here with Arrow. I think I know who's in the grave.
Who?
The mom and the son.
Yeah.
it's the mom and the son.
Yeah.
I'm 90% sold on it now. Yeah. After tonight, sold.
Yeah, and I think that is where they've done a decent job making Damian Dark a dastardly villain.
And I like that Merlin's an asshole again.
Yeah, that's where he should be.
Yeah, he needs to be Flash's main part of his main rogues gallery.
Yeah,
I think those two things, they've really done a good job. Like, who's the Grave? Because you and I have changed the Grave so many times. We're like, oh, it's Felicity. Okay, well, it's not Felicity. It's Diggle. It's the cop.
Yeah.
And now, did you watch tonight's episode? Yeah. So after what they had there, I'm thinking it may be the sun, because in a way it ties everything up.
Yeah.
The sun's kind of a loose end for the whole story.
Yeah.
So it's an easy get out of jail card for them. They connect the sentimental value of him and the mother.
And then Oliver has motivation to tear Damien Dark's intestines out.
And I still think we need to somehow get to Black Canary.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. It's going to be tricky. Like, I got a question for you. Do you hate Felicity and Oliver together?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you?
I don't mind them.
I don't mind them. It's just Look, I'm a traditionalist. I want Canary and Arrow.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
I definitely don't disagree with you. I kind of sit there and I kind of go, can't we just do it this way, please?
Because, you grew up more of the comic books. Justice League Unlimited was my main source for getting me into DC Comics.
Yeah.
And in that, Canary's one of the main characters gradually with Arrow. And then when I went to read Arrow, the Green Arrow comics.
Yeah.
They get married. So to me, that's what it is.
Yeah. No, I don't disagree with you. I would like to that to eventually become how things are.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a feeling they're not.
I mean, I'll admit, I was really happy today when they had the microchip for the spine. Yeah. I was like, oh, that's cool. And I'm like, that's a nice little out.
Yeah. You needed to have that little out.
Because like, how? Because she's not Oracle.
No. And they've already said that.
Yeah.
What did you think of, going back to the Flash universe, what did you think of the Barry's phone with Bruce, Diana, and Clark?
And Hal on it, too.
Yeah.
They had no Clark on it.
Oh, they didn't have a Clark, okay.
No, there was one, the Batman or Superman wasn't on it.
Bruce was on it, for sure.
Bruce, okay, there was no Clark. Or maybe there was, but whatever. Because Hal was on it for sure.
Yeah.
I really like that.
I was like...
And that, but that made me wonder then.
Yeah.
Because he has to be the Flash then.
How does he
have the numbers for Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, and Green Lantern?
Well, the Earth 2, they might not be quite the Batman, Superman that we know.
Maybe Clark was off of there then.
Yeah.
Because you can tie in, for sure, Bruce and Hal. Because Bruce would just be a millionaire.
Yeah.
And Hal would just be a fighter pilot. Diana still got some explaining to do.
Yeah. I did like that they had Ebard Thawne. Yeah, they had him on his dial as well, showing mm-hmm. that they're not mortal enemies in this Earth too. They're actually friends.
Mm-hmm.
And that Snort was the mayor.
Yeah.
I thought those were nice little winks. Like, that's why I liked Earth 2 so much.
I liked that the police captain was a criminal.
Yeah. That little flip for everyone, and how Deadshot was a horrible shot.
Yeah. It's also funny that that was one of the highest rated television episodes for the CW ever. And it really shows the power of Flash right now.
Yep. Like what people know, when you mention Flash, people are like, that's a good show. I really like it. And I think the writing's really smart. They pick and choose when they need to use their CG. They're good for just creating stuff. And it's like we have King Shark next
yep.
week.
Yeah.
And we have Diggle in there. And it's kind of showing that the universes kind of bleed together. And you've got this big, massive shark running around. And it's going to be like, okay, how are they going to deal with this?
And we all know where Flash is going to be in a few weeks, too.
Yeah.
On Supergirl, which Are you surprised? Have you watched all everything that caught up on Supergirl?
I've watched bits and pieces of it.
Are you surprised of what it's ended up being?
No, I'm not too terribly surprised. The one thing I've learned with these superhero shows is just to kind of accept that there's at least a 70% chance they'll be a hit.
I want them to steal Green Lantern. I mean, Martian Manhunter.
Oh, God, that would be fantastic.
Please just take him from the your universe. And it gets to the question now with how big Flash is, right?
Yeah.
How long till CW goes and be like, okay, we got to go talk to Warner Brothers so we can get the Trinity and Green Lantern. I think Hal Jordan would be first.
Yeah.
Because then they can ease people back into Green Lantern. I think that's a smart choice. We've had two teases now for Green Lantern in both universes. I think that's the next character. But don't you think it's going to be at one point there's like, okay, we'll just have these characters join in.
I think it'll be the end of the series is when we see everyone together.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Warner Brothers would be crazy not to give up the money, because you gotta think, they're still, their sponsors now going, that's the highest rated show, I want on there, I want my spot on there. How much?
Here's my question though, because you know Harley was pulled.
Yeah.
Because of Gotham. Isn't that, does that disallow Bruce then? Does he even have a Bruce Wayne type of character?
I hope not. That really would be a dumb reason, because I think people are smart enough to know the difference.
Because Gotham has nothing to do with that universe. And yep. Gotham's fine. Gotham's been a lot better this season.
Yep.
But Gotham has nothing to do with any of the DC stuff. And I still have the belief that you know, with Earth 2 and all that stuff, that maybe Earth 3
yep.
happens to have Ben Affleck's Batman.
Could you imagine
and Henry Cavill.
Could you imagine if Ben Affleck showed up on Flash?
I know, right?
I think the ratings would kill everything else. I think mm-hmm. everyone would stop and flip over and go, holy crap, holy crap, holy crap, holy crap.
Well, CW, they made this decision, right, of what they were going to do. They were going to go sci-fi.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they were the bread and butter. They had the One Tree Hills, and they had the 90210s, and those shows were working fine for them. And they decided to swipe the teenage dramas and go with this. And it's, I think you and I both, when they did The Flash, it's like, really, Flash?
Yeah.
Just leave it alone. And now they've had four shows, three on CW, one's on CBS. And you could even argue maybe they should put The Flash on CBS with the ratings.
You easily could.
Yeah. I almost wonder, because CBS, for those some people that don't know, CBS owns the CW. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. CBS owns the CW and Showtime.
Oh, well.
So you almost wonder at one point, they're like, hey, CW, yeah, give us that.
Yeah. It might happen. It would not shock me if it happened. And it'd be like, okay, this is your winner. So we're going to take your winner and we're going to put him on primetime TV and have him everywhere.
Now, Supergirl is 20 years in the future from them, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's going to be something to do with Barry speeding ahead. And now, have they said that that's just Supergirl and there's no connection to the Flash with it?
There's no connection to the Flash. It's just Supergirl.
But we'll never hear any kickback of it?
We might.
Because guess who lives in that universe?
Superman?
Yep!
I think that'd be definitely a funny little quip. Like, you can, and that's the one thing that I like about The Flash, and I think that's one of the biggest things that's made it so successful, is it has some really funny moments in there. Mm-hmm. Like when Barry's, when the Barry of Earth 2 is talking about, you know, I'm not happy, and it's a really kind of geeky way of like, I'll tell you off. And it's like, it's little things like that that you laugh and you chuckle and you go, this is enjoy. They have serious moments and then they have some really lighthearted moments. And I think if you're going to go into the Supergirl universe and then you're going to come back, you got to have some sort of quip or something.
I mean, how many times has Tom Welling been asked this year?
Yeah.
And he's up for it.
Yep. Question for you. You're all caught up with Legends of Tomorrow?
Yep.
The question I have is, they mention about Men of Steel falling,
yeah,
and Dark Knights.
Yeah.
What do you think of stuff like it seems to be those little winks and nods that you're like, please, 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 please.
I think I know for sure though. Like, there's no way that Warner Brothers is gonna let the Justice League be shown on television before movies.
Yeah. So we have to wait till what, 2018?
Yeah.
So 2 years.
I mean, I thought that Smallville did a really good job of starting to build people up.
Yeah.
I think there's still characters that you could have. Like, why can we not have a Cyborg?
Yeah.
And I think Hal Jordan's a good one that could be used as well, or John Stewart. Just have a guy that's like, we had the tease for the Green Lantern, did we not?
Yeah.
About like what was the tease?
It was an airport.
And they said it was shut down or something.
Yeah. Because one of the pilots went missing.
Yeah. So we kind of have the Hal Jordan tease right there.
Yeah.
So I think you could. Green Lantern had so much damage done to him from that movie.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to just kind of bring him back. And I like the way. And I mean, one character, Joel, as a villain that I think we'll see come back one day is Grundy.
Yeah.
Because they had that human, they got the stuff dumped on him. And eventually, I'm just getting excited to see how they bring Grundy back.
Yeah.
Because Grundy's one of my favorite villains.
I think it'd be really cool. The poem, everything with him is kind of, it's catchy and it's fun. Well, it's not fun, but it's scary. It'd be a good Halloween episode for either Flash or Arrow or the crossover.
To bring Grundy in, yeah. And now CW's also said this is it, right?
Yeah, it seems to be this is it. Like, and to be honest, I enjoyed Legend of Tomorrow.
It's really starting to catch on now. My question is this a series or is this a mini series?
I've heard that any of the characters that are on Legends of Tomorrow will not be seen on Flash and Arrow for quite some time. Okay. So I think it's going to have a nice run of maybe 3 to 4 seasons, I'd like to say.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's, you know, it's got its, it, it has that feeling. It's like superheroes meet Doctor Who.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good for what it is.
Stephen Amell signed up his 3 more years on Arrow.
Yeah.
And I think after that, it'll probably be gone.
Yeah.
Because he's getting bigger.
Yeah.
He's done the Ninja Turtle movie. He'll explode from that.
Yeah. He auctioned off to Slammy.
He did. Which he never talked about, by the way. But I think both those shows are just doing a tremendous job. Yeah. You know, is Flash the best show overall on television right now? No.
No.
Is it the show on Tuesdays I'm the most excited for? It was, but then O.J. Simpson came along.
Yeah.
But it's still damn good, and I'm very excited to watch it when it comes on.
Oh, yeah. I could sit here and talk for hours on just the joy that you get from watching Flash week in and week out. It's one of those shows you can watch week in and week out.
These past few episodes of Arrow, it's starting to rebound back.
Yeah.
It's starting to find its footing back again.
Oh, yeah, totally. And it's starting to grow, and you're starting to go, okay, we're getting towards that end game. It's like the road to WrestleMania. It's the road to the season finale where everything is going to go crazy, and someone's going to die.
And we want to know who's in the grave.
Yeah.
And we want to know who Zoom is. Yeah.
Yeah. I really enjoy, they've done a very good job. Zoom is, it's more often that you can kind of go, oh, it's this person. Quit teasing me, just reveal it already and get it over and done with.
But Zoom, no one has any, every person you talk to has a different theory about who Zoom is.
Yeah. And that's awesome. Like, you go back to Dexter when they had the not the Trinity, what was it, the killer that was religious.
Yeah.
And you saw the Fight Club twist coming a mile away.
With Colin Hanks, yeah.
But with this, you're like, who is it? Just tell us. There's a yearning to know who Zoom is.
I'm sure there's spoilers online for it.
I haven't seen anything.
I mean, it's funny, our mutual friend Paul has read spoilers. And he's like, it's this guy. No, it's this guy. Okay, it changed. And it's like, no one's going to let it out.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like, so we're in February. I think it'll probably be April when we find out one of them.
I think March will be when we find out about Zoom.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think...
I don't think we'll see any Zoom this episode, really. Unless there's some tease of the portal coming back. And Caitlin has said that she really liked being Killer Frost.
Yeah.
And wouldn't mind being Killer Frost in this universe.
Ooh.
So, I think eventually that's something that could be coming. She killed it. As Killer Frost. Like, that was another great addition. And I mean, some people have said in the ratings that was one of the draws was Killer Frost. And has Killer Frost ever been more than a C to B villain for you?
Yeah, she's always been that C level. Like, you knew that she was there. But now...
That's kind of the crazy thing, too, right, Joel? Like, all these villains in these shows are mainly B and C villains.
Yeah. And they have to.
Yeah. Like, who's been the biggest villain? Probably Deathstroke.
Yeah.
Deathstroke, Captain Boomerang?
Yeah, a little bit.
He's a B?
Yeah.
He's kind of so lame, though.
Yeah. Like, Captain Cold has a much bigger role in the comics. He was part of the Justice League at one point.
He's a B, though.
Yeah, he's...
He's not Mr. Freeze, which... Gotham back next week, by the way, with Mr. Freeze. That'd be really cool.
Just to confirm, the guy in the Iron Mask is whiter than snow.
Okay.
So
Wally West and Devil are gone.
Yeah.
So, it's either Barry Allen or it's Jay Garrick.
Yeah.
Right? It can't be anybody else.
I did a quick Google search for who is Zoom. And the only thing that pops up are polls and theories.
Good.
So no one knows yet.
Question. Harrison Wells?
Oh. That big blow. Ooh, that could be interesting. It'll be very interesting explanation.
Like, that Harrison Wells. I think the one that right now that's helping him is good. And yeah. I think he's ultimately going to end up on Earth 2. Just because he does such a good job.
Yeah.
Could you think of anybody else it could be other than Jay Garrick and Barry, though?
Maybe it's Oliver Queen from Earth 2.
Hmm.
At this point, it's just spitballing ideas going...
I will say in the comic, there's one that's Barry Allen from Earth 2.
Yeah.
So that's why a lot of people are speculating towards that.
Yeah, kind of leaning towards that. And Barry being a bumbling buffoon and then being Zoom is a perfect little twist.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, that could be interesting.
And then you kind of think about him being a dick to Joe.
Yeah.
That's another thing I thought of too, right?
Yeah, that did kind of stick out. Now that you mentioned it, I was kind of sitting there and was like, that did kind of... At first, I was like, oh, it's just Earth 2. They're kind of opposite. But I was sitting there, and it's kind of like you kind of look at who he was, and you kind of like, him being a dick doesn't...
Because Joe really didn't like him.
Yeah.
And we never maybe see that side of him. We just see the bumbling, fumbling, because he knows them, but they don't know him. And he's putting on the act.
That could be... You may have sold me on Earth 2 Barry Allen.
But the question is then, who's in the mask? Does one have to do with it? Because we seem knocking on Jay Garrick,
yeah.
Right? And I'm wondering, is that just a red herring?
Just kind of throw it off, please.
Is Jay Garrick just helping him?
Yeah. And the interesting thing is with Jay is now he's suddenly got some of his speed back.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard that Formula 8?
Yeah, whatever.
That's how Wally West is going to get his powers.
Okay.
So, obviously, it's going to be perfected more, so there's probably going to be more between Jay and that. So, I don't know.
Do we just talk ourselves into Barry Allen Earth 2?
I think we have, but it's going to change tomorrow morning. We're going to be sitting there like...
Of course. Oh. I still know who's in the mask.
Yeah, that's another big thing. It was so easy before. Now you have two characters that are both masked, and you're trying to figure out, okay, who's the villain? Who's in the mask? What's going on? Where's everything connected? Maybe it's Superman, and it's Kryptonite in the mask.
Tom Welling.
What would you do if it was Tom Welling?
I'd lose my shit.
That would be... Smallville's played a really...
I think Smallville... It's funny, I love Smallville, But both these shows have passed it.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. But I think Smallville really was the fanning of the flame.
And then Torch had to not to do certain things like the Doomsday. But by the way, it's kind of funny. Doomsday has not been done good at all. It's really hard to do a live-action Doomsday. In all fairness to Batman vs. Superman, it's a really hard thing to do live.
Yeah. The that season of Smallville, I just like to wipe from my memory.
And the witches?
Yeah. God.
I'd love to do a best of worst of Smallville. Because when Lana was a witch, was one of my favorites.
I think and that's one thing that I like now, even in 2016, we're talking about Tom Welling and Superman still. Mm-hmm. He left an impression.
He was our Superman.
Yep.
Let's be honest, like, our parents' Superman our grandparents is George Reeves.
Yep.
Our parents is Christopher Reeves. Some of ours may be Dean Cain.
Yeah.
It's kind of a split between me for Dean Cain, but it's Tom Welling. Tom Welling is my Superman. Is he not yours?
Yeah. Like, Brandon Routh, like, that whole thing just didn't...
It was too forced. Yeah. He's so much better as the Atom.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's nerdy.
Oh, like, when he was on Chuck, he did a really good job there.
Oh, man, did he ever.
And it's just finding that role that you click.
Also, Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah.
As the vegan boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the Atom's been a lot of fun. Like, he's good for these little quips.
Mm-hmm.
He can be serious, and you can still see him fly around and do stupid things. And you're like, I enjoy this.
Yeah, he's found a nice little niche. Yeah. Henry Cavill, I think, he's getting there. No, he's got the grid look for Superman. He's already started training for Justice League.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but to me, it's Tom Welling. Tom Welling's my Superman.
Yeah, he really is. Like, you the biggest thing is you grew up with him. Like, you but grew with him at the same time.
Who's your Batman?
That's tricky, but I'm going to go with Kevin Conroy.
Wow, I didn't expect that one.
That's been my constant.
I got to agree with you, because you know who my Joker is?
Mark Hamill.
It's Mark Hamill.
The two of them, like, you just think about it. That's when I was little. That was the first introduction to Batman was.
Mm-hmm. Let's change it up live action wise, though.
Live action. Oh, Val Kilmer was amazing.
Clooney, bat nipples.
it's Christian Bale.
I guess you never really had Keaton, right?
No, I watched him on like DVD, VHS.
See, I remember going to that first Batman movie when I was 5. And then Batman Returns as well in the theater. So it's a little bit of Keaton for me.
Yeah, definite. Keaton's definitely there, but I think for me it's always been Bale.
I think Batman Returns stands out more because I remember it more.
Yeah, it was very dark.
Oh, was it ever? But I remember automatically having a crush on Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh, yeah.
One of the first crushes, her and the Pink Ranger. And Danny DeVito. Yeah. Just being so demented. I remember having nightmares about the Penguin.
Oh, he was freaky.
Yeah.
I remember as a little kid, like, with Batman. Like, I remember being freaked out by Return of the Joker.
Yeah.
That trailer and just the green Joker and the laugh. And you just see that and you don't quite know what's going on with the movie, what the storyline is. You just know it's the Return of the Joker and it's this demonic voicing saying that some clowns were never funny.
Is this for the Batman Beyond one?
Yeah, Batman Beyond
Return of the Joker. Oh, with the Tim Drake one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very good. Very, very good.
I remember being little and it freaking me out. But now looking back on it, it's like, that was a phenomenal story. And just Kevin Conroy is an old Batman and Mark Hamill is the Joker. It's just what I know.
Yeah, it's like I said, kind of going full circle and everything. For me, Justice League Unlimited, man.
Yeah, that... I don't think people speak enough about how influential those cartoons have been on just why we're talking about all the stuff that we are today. I don't think if those were successful, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
I think it really started with Batman, the animated series, yeah. And then Superman, which was fine. It wasn't as good as Batman, but it was fine. I think it was ultimately when you brought in Justice League, because Devin and I had a conversation today, too. I think that's why a lot of our Jon Stewart, Green Lantern is Jon Stewart, personally. Yeah. I think it's because Jon Stewart from the Justice League cartoon was our Jon Stewart. I mean, geez, was our Green Lantern. He just was. And so my Hawkgirl, when I saw that she was in there, Hawkgirl is such a big deal to me because grew up with Hot Girl being on there.
Yeah, and that's the one thing. You look at that cartoon and you look at how much you kind of sit there and, like, you look at all the characters in there and you go, holy crap, like, you're excited to see these people on live screen. Like, when I heard Hot Girl, the first thing I think of is Hot Girl from
Justice League.
Yep.
And we need to see The Question.
Yeah.
And Zatanna.
There's so many, and that's the one thing that I liked about Justice League Unlimited. They had such depth. And they
yeah, like, so you many... had The Question.
Yeah.
Devin always brings it up all the time. He's like, they had The Question on there. The Question.
And, like, Bruce Timm continues to be just, he's, to me, I feel like he's, it was Batman, the animated series, and it was Superman. Also that Spider-Man cartoon they had on Fox.
Was he part of that?
No.
Okay, but yes, that was a big one. The Venom storyline, I think one of the biggest disappointments from Spider-Man 3 was that was the Venom they had to hold up to.
Yeah.
And they didn't.
It's definitely interesting. Now you look at some of the cartoon storylines. Like, you look at, you hold certain Batman movies up and you go, was it as good as Mask of the Phantasium?
No. I mean, even for some animated, you know what was another really good Spider-Man cartoon that didn't get a run was Spectacular?
Oh, I have the complete series here.
The Venom fight in that? Oh. One of my favorite ever.
I remember getting up morning after morning to watch that.
Good, like, theme song, too. Yeah. Maybe that's what you should lead in. Spectacular, Spectacular Spider-Man.
It was catchy, but they stayed true to Peter Parker. They stayed true to the storyline. A lot of the villains were really well done.
They did the Sinister Six perfectly.
They did Green Goblin really well.
Yeah.
Like, and when he got the dark suit and he started going down that dark path, you're like, this is really good.
Mm-hmm.
I wish
one of the best. I'd love to do a countdown one day of our favorite animated of all time. I mean, number one is no question.
Yeah.
It's Batman.
No, yeah.
But up to that, you know, there's X-Men, there's those two Spider-Man, there's Superman. There's X-Men a lot
Evolution.
Of. Yeah, there's a lot.
Oh, there's yeah.
A lot. I would maybe say X-Men on Fox is probably number two.
Yeah, it definitely played a.
Even though Justice League's a bigger deal to me, but X-Men, I mean, that theme song.
Yeah. And, like, you just kind of look at it and you kind of look at some of the cartoons. Like, even some of the cartoons nowadays have been very solid and very much like.
I've heard the Ninja Turtle one that Nickelodeon does. Ooh. I've heard nothing but positive about it.
Ooh. Like, I know that there was the one Avengers series. Avengers Assemble?
Oh, Avengers Assemble. I watched it on Netflix last year. Holy crap, was it ever good.
I enjoyed it. Like, I really enjoyed it. Like, the I think one of my favorite episodes was when Falcon's mom was coming to visit.
Yep. And, oh, maybe that's a different one. I didn't have Falcon. There was another one.
It's they have a lot of them right now. It's hard
because the Avengers Assemble is a different kind of animation, right? It's kind of a more computer type of animation.
Let us go to the trusted.
Because the one I had, the main guys were Wasp, Ant-Man, Hulk, Thor, Iron Man, Cap.
Yeah, no, definitely, yeah, it's something different.
Yeah. You know the one I'm talking about, though.
Yeah, you had Dr. Doom.
Yeah. And, Joel, can you guess who my favorite villains were on the show?
Dr. Doom? Anyone with Fantastic Four.
Yeah. Villains. Who do I never shut up about?
Doom, Silver Surfer.
No, starts with the desk.
Galactus.
The Skull, the Skrulls.
The Skrulls, yes.
I want the Skrulls so bad. Come on, give me the Skrulls.
Oh, I think this is... I think I found the one. I think it was Earth's Mightiest Heroes.
Yes. So good. And you know why? Because it kind of reminded me of Justice League Unlimited.
Yep.
That's exactly why.
The cartoons are great introductions for kids.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's really cool because they're all on Netflix.
Yeah. And that's the one thing is that we're in an age now where everything, like, if you told me you'd have the whole first season of Justice League on demand, I don't think I would have left my house as a little kid.
I have my big hard drive, my 2 terabyte hard drive. And when I could find out that I shouldn't be saying this, but, you know, when you find out you can illegally download stuff, one of the first things I ever found knew that I wanted to illegally download my friend did at his house. I'm like, please give me Justice League Unlimited. It's the first thing I asked for. That and Spider-Man were the two first things. It's because you can get Full House or Boy Meets World or whatever at Blockbuster at the time while we're dating ourselves, but you couldn't get those.
Yeah, it was definitely really weird. Like, you could not get that. And now they're you can get the bundles. You can get the complete season of Batman the Animated Series or Justice League because people are like, I want that.
Or a lot of them are on YouTube even.
Yep. Oh, God, YouTube is a great resource for going
back. I mean, I remember with the Spider-Man series, when I found out that Mary Jane was water, was actual Hydro Man, I couldn't sleep that night. I was like, what? Mary Jane is, where is Mary Jane then?
It was like that whole thing of like, it so wraps you up in the, and I remember watching, because they had DVDs where they'd have like the best of Venom or the best of Sinister. And
the Carnage.
Is Carnage done right? I'm waiting for the big screen to step up.
And that's when they had the Maximum Carnage game on SNS come out too. That was so good.
Was that's the one that ended where Carnage got on to Doc Ock?
Mm-hmm.
And that was the final boss battle running away?
Mm-hmm.
That took me a week to beat.
Oh yeah, that's when games were used to be very hard.
I was sitting there, I was like, every time, and I had to start mapping it out. Like, I'd sit there with someone else, and they would start mapping out each direction. So I was like, okay, I know where I'm going now.
The last two games I've had with that was, I will say, the Shao Kahn Final Battle of Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
So hard. That took me 2 days to do. And then I think it was Uncharted 2.
Yeah.
Was it the one where you had to, like, run away from the boss, and he had, like, the superhuman strength? That was kind of a pain in the ass.
When you have to run away, it's easier to run forward. Running away is a little bit trickier.
Yeah, because there was never really a boss in Last of Us. That last stage sucked.
Yeah.
But it was never really a boss.
Yeah, no, it definitely, you never sat there and felt like this is particularly, like, I can push the buttons.
Joel, there was the part when you have to take her and there's that whole train station there. And there's like three of those big loader ones.
Oh yeah.
That took me a day to beat that level.
Yeah. One of the other more challenging parts of that game was the when Joel got hurt.
Yeah.
And you're her running around and it's
and tricky. The freaking clickers are coming all over the place.
Yeah.
Ugh. Damn it! Last of Us, bad dreams. I couldn't play that game for more than 2 hours. It was just like a focus of like, just keep calm.
Yeah, it definitely was that you had to be calm. And speaking of clickers, to close out the podcast, we had a show return this week.
What's that?
The Walking Dead.
Yeah, it was good. It's good that we finished on that. You know, I notoriously hate watch The Walking Dead with a passion, but I mean. I gotta say, that scene there, Joel, I thought it was a nightmare. I thought it was a flashback. I thought it was a dream.
Yeah.
I did not think it was real when they killed the kid. I'm like, okay, that's not real. And then when they killed the wife, I'm like, no, 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 no.
Yeah. The only thing I had an issue with that scene was the red cuts where there were suddenly flashes of Rick's memory. I didn't like that. But everything else was pretty much done from the comic, which I was very happy about.
I think maybe those were just the easy cutaways for them to get them down on the ground, maybe.
Yeah.
But, wow, how did the walkers attack them but not Rick and them? Is it because they had fear and they can sense fear?
It was because the kids started whining. Oh. Kids started making noise.
Mm-hmm.
And Rick and them were kind of backing off. Mm-hmm. And the walkers were going towards the noise,
mm-hmm.
which was the kid and...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the kid was annoying.
He was. He killed his mother.
Yeah. And he's directly responsible for his brother's death as well.
Yep.
Which was brutal.
Yeah.
Just, I was like, ooh.
I thought we'd see them as walkers before the episode end. Did you not?
I was waiting to see it, but I think they're not much left of them.
Probably not.
But I did like that. I did like the opening bit with Daryl.
Yeah.
That was pretty... Because I thought someone was going to get shot.
Yeah. Well, beforehand, I was watching the NBA All-Star game, And who's the Seamus looking guy?
Oh, what's his name? He's kind of he was in the military. I know exactly who you're talking
Whatever.
About. Yeah.
The guy that looks like Seamus / the guy that looks like the guy that does the voice for Bender. He does look like both of those guys.
Yeah.
I thought he was getting shot.
I thought
because
so.
They had a whole bunch of pictures on Twitter of him.
Yeah.
And normally, why would they isolate him out of all the scenes in there?
Yeah, and that's where I was kind of like, oh, maybe, because one of them's got to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then just when it suddenly explodes, I'm like, where'd that happen? What? And Daryl just sitting there. But did you notice, and I didn't notice this till afterwards, but there was a car driving away in the distance?
Negan?
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait.
Is it Negan or Negan?
I go Negan, but...
It's kind of like Ra's al Ghul, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is Ra's al Ghul, Ra's al Ghul? It's really whatever you how you go, right?
Yeah. There'll be some people that'll say you're wrong. There'll be some people that say you're right.
It's yeah.
A matter of preference, but man, when Negan gets in...
How many episodes are we away from him?
We're I think... I'd like to say 5.
Right.
Like not, we're going to see an appearance of him in the next 2, I would figure.
By the way, stop teasing the Glenn death. It's not
yeah.
funny anymore. Stop it.
See, and this kind of it's kind of nullifying when it does finally happen,
mm-hmm.
and it is going to happen.
Well, we know how it's going to happen.
Yeah, there's going to be eyeballs popping out.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be pretty, and I hope it's one of the goriest things we see on The Walking Dead. I hope it kind of looks like a very slow crushing of a watermelon.
Now. That scene that happened, do you think that was, they shot that, they shoot this before the actual Glenn death happened?
Oh yeah, I don't know if they've wrapped yet, but I think they're getting close to wrapping.
But so I'm just saying like, so before they shot that, it had been when the episode had happened, they were getting comments and the worry about that, so they're like, let's just fake it out again.
Yeah, maybe. They're kind of... Maybe it's not going to be... what's his name? Maybe it's not going to be Glenn. Maybe it's going to be Daryl.
Can you imagine?
The internet will riot.
I'm going to stay off the internet.
Yeah, it's going to be scary.
I don't think... there's one guy that will never die in that show. It's Rick.
I think the one guy that's safe is Carl.
Well, Rick won't die till the final season, I'm saying, though.
Yeah. Which, interestingly enough, the 150th issue of The Walking Dead was a little bit of a letdown. Not that great, but Carl has sex for the first time, so...
Yeah!
And the girl that he's with likes his eye hole.
Okay.
I don't know. I didn't know what to make of it. She kind of likes rubbing it and licking it, so...
That's weird. But we got the eye patch.
Yeah.
So, coming on soon.
Carl's one step closer to being a little governor.
Yep.
I definitely hope Negan is probably... I hope Negan is the most extreme of villains.
So, in the comics, who is the number one villain? Is it the
Negan.
Governor? It's Negan over governor.
Yep. Negan, because of the Glenn. What he did to Glenn.
Right.
But... Interesting, and I think this is why Morgan was brought in, and this whole storyline, it all going to tie in. I think that Negan in the comics is still alive. He's kept in a cell.
Okay.
Rick kept him locked away. He's like, you don't deserve to die, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of think that's how the same thing's going to happen with this, is Negan's just going to be kept in a cell. He'll be tried, and then...
So they find another town, then?
Alexandria, I'm thinking, is pretty safe now. They've cleared out most of the walkers. The wolves were a waste of time, because clearly they're not going to be a big factor for the rest of this season.
Apparently not.
Which kind of... Did you not think that the first half of this season, like the first couple episodes, started really solid?
Yeah, well, because the wolves were kind of a nice tease. Like, who are these wolves? And it never really was much of a payoff. Because the wolves have nothing to do with Negan, right?
No.
So who are the wolves then?
Wolves were just kind of a fraction that was running around. I'm trying to remember if they were from the comics. It's been a while since I've read them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely one of those things that is like, I feel like you could have done more with the wolves and had a lot more. But I felt like it's also just kind of hold off until we'll get to Negan. Negan's the place everyone wants to end up.
They're kind of catching up to the comic too, right?
Yeah. They're not in the Game of Thrones territory where they're past it.
But they will get there, though.
I think so.
Yeah.
Because they want to go on for 13 or plus seasons of The Walking Dead, apparently. God. I don't think they can do it.
I mean, did you see the Honest trailer?
No.
It was pretty funny. Because you think about it, they've found, more or less in every single season, they find a place to live, and then they burn it to the ground.
I hope Alexandria is kind of their last pit stop for a bit.
Yeah. I mean, they look like they're back out in the woods in the next preview, though, right?
Yeah.
Probably so, who knows?
Supplies, so.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, it's funny. They come to these places and destroy everything they have.
Yeah. Well, geez, we wanted to be safe, but oops.
Yeah.
Well, I think that was a very... We talked about a few things that I didn't expect, but always good. Good.
Yeah, I mean, it's a nice little deviation there, right? Yeah. I mean, that's the point of this, is kind of talk about old comic stuff. We got some of those animated shows. That's almost better than a countdown, in my opinion, because you get to reminisce and hit different points.
Yeah, that's always fun.
Yeah.
So, Josh, where can people find you on social media?
You can find the Fresh Shake Network at Fresh Shake Network on Facebook. Just type that in. Our Instagram and our Twitter are the same. It's Fresh Take 42. You can find my charming self at Jawa31 on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. And you can email me, Jawa31@gmail.com. If you want any ideas, this week we have a whole bunch of great podcasts. We have the NBA All-Star Weekend Wrap-Up with Jermaine Cummings. We have the NBA Trade Deadline with Devin Seale. Devin Seale and I also top the latest in pop culture. We review the Life of Pablo, the Kanye album. And we talk about O.J. Simpson versus the People and much more. And we have a new episode of Mackenzie Beach, Episode 3. If you like the O.C., 90210, or any of that, 20 minutes, easy podcast. Check it out.
There we go. And you can find me at Joel Johnson TV on Twitter and Instagram. You can find Stick Boy Productions on Facebook. And got to give a big plug to We Talk Podcasts. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them.
Check out Joel's How I Met Your Mother and Friends podcast.
Yep, there's that as well. There's myself and Mackenzie do battle. I don't think I fared as well as I'd like, but
no.
And we have a One Fall podcast where we talk about wrestling, we talk about Fastlane, and
talk about Eva Marie.
And Eva Marie, too.
Yeah.
It's just a wonderful podcast. She had nuclear heat, by the way. Just throwing that out there. They told her she got a please retire chant in Philly.
I'll talk about that off air.
All right. So make sure you stay tuned, and we will. I'll let Josh do the sign-off.
Yeah.
He does that very well.
So until next time, cheers.
Zoom is Cisco.
Enjoy the day, people.